The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Yeah, poor Vogue Williams, she was walking along the cliff walk at Howth, and despite saying hello to fellow walkers, none of them said hello back. So we are supposed to be the country of the Cead Míle Fáilte, but have we lost this unique quality? We're joined by Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist, Saoirse Hanley features writer with the Irish Independent. Niamh, are you surprised by this?
Not really. Like when I was sort of in my teen years, early 20s, like I can distinctly remember being out for walks like that with my dad, and he would always make a point, you know, of saying good morning or hello or good afternoon to fellow walkers that he passed. And I used to be mortified, like cringe overload as a young person going, Dad, you don't even know that person. Why are you saying hello? But now that I am, you know, in my early 40s, and have kids of my own, I do it. So when I'm out walking, you know, quite regularly with or without the kids, I will tend to just try and meet the person's eye who's coming towards me and just say good morning, or at the very least a little nod. And most of the time people I find just nod back, or they'll say morning, or if you're out and you have a dog each, the dogs might stop for a sniff and a little chat might happen. And it's just a lovely bit of human interaction, I think, in a world where we're really consumed by screens. So I think fair play to her for giving it a whirl.
Oh, sorry. Absolutely. I'm not in any way criticising her. I'm kind of surprised. Saoirse Hanley, I'm kind of surprised. Well, sorry, I'm not that surprised, because I'm a bit like Niamh's dad. I'm somebody who says hello to everybody, much to my daughter's embarrassment and chagrin. I say hello to everyone I'm out for a walk. And some people just refuse to catch your eye.
There's definitely, I'm also a big helloer on the street. Now, I am, I think being a from Cork, of course, best county in the world, but also I think being from a small town specifically, like I grew up always saying hi to people on the street. And it might be someone you know, it might not be. Usually if it's a small town, it's someone you at least know who knows someone else. But you'd always say that passing people if you're up at the pitch or in the shops or walking down the road, like that would be very, very commonplace at home. And I definitely found when I first moved to Dublin, you know, maybe it was my first experience of being in a bigger city, like living there. And I definitely found that, like, day to day, that wouldn't really be happening on the street as much. I do think when you're in, like, a, you know, maybe a suburb or a community, it's slightly more done if it's kind of more like, you know,
well, a residential road. It would be a bit odd walking down Grafton Street saying hello to people, wouldn't it?
It would, wouldn't it? Because you're probably saying hi to some poor Spanish student that's like, what is this woman looking at me for? But I do think that it's something that's quite unique to us and certainly unique to Ireland. Like, I definitely notice it when I, you know, I've lived anywhere else or been abroad for a stretch of time. It is kind of, I suppose, an instinct to, you know, if you're holding the door for someone, you, you know, give them a nod, or you'd like that. If you're passing someone in the car, you'd give them a little wave. And I don't think that's really done elsewhere. I do think it's a uniquely Irish thing, but maybe less so in our bigger, I suppose, bigger areas. I was surprised about Howth, though. Usually on a nice cliff walk, you'd be giving the nod to someone.
Yeah, well, there's kind of a communal thing where you're all out, you know, when you're going for that kind of walk, that I suppose maybe prompts more people to say hello back, doesn't it? Or say hello to you in the first place.
Yeah, I always find, like, I would run a lot, and whenever I'm out running and someone else is running towards me, like, I actually get quite insulted if they wouldn't give me a nod back. I was only running the other day and I kept passing the same guy. We were doing like opposite loops of the same park, and I'd kind of pass him, and I thought we'd do a kind of, you know, shared communal little, oh, sure, look at us, aren't we great, but aren't we wrecked? And I did try it the second time, and he just ran straight past me without making eye contact, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're not in this together then. But I thought we were.
Niamh, I don't know where you hail from originally, but I do love that, and Saoirse mentioned it there, when you're in a rural area and somebody's driving by and they don't even lift the hands from the steering wheel, but the index finger goes up in a little salute to either or walking past.
There's a sliding scale, I think, of, you know, how much you know someone. It's the finger, and then maybe it's more of the hand, and then if you really know someone, it might be the whole hand. So there's definitely a bit of a scale there. I'm from Bray, and like we also have a cliff walk, and there's always a community of walkers out on the seafront and stuff. And I have to say, they're a friendly bunch. Like, generally speaking, you know, if you meet someone and you just say morning, it's very rare that you don't get some kind of a response back. But I try not to take it personally, because look, you don't know what someone's day has been like, what they're going through. Maybe they're running out for a walk just to get some headspace, and maybe they've their ear pods in and they don't have time to even, you know, acknowledge you. So I don't take
it personally.
Yeah,
that's a bad excuse though, isn't it?
Well, I look at, I think for whatever you need to do to get some headspace, like we're all really busy and stuff. I think as long as you're walking and not looking at your screen, it's a good thing. What drives me a bit bananas, and I'm sure, you know, you mentioned Grafton Street there, like people walking along on their phone on Grafton Street and just like bashing into one another. Yeah. Like it's much nicer to be up looking, and it's nice to meet someone else's eyes. I think we don't do that enough these days. We're all looking at our screens. It's lovely to make eye contact with another human being that you don't actually know. And you're taking maybe that little leap of faith by saying good morning, you know, or good afternoon, or, you know, nice weather or something like that. And it is a lovely thing to do. And I think we need to do more of it. You know, it's nice.
All right, Niamh, Saoirse, thanks to both of you there. Niamh O'Reilly, freelance journalist, Saoirse Hanley, features writer with the Irish Independent. Thank you indeed for talking to the Heart Show. Loads of people getting in touch on this. Nuala says, just in regards to someone not speaking when you say hello, this happened to my local golf club where I said hello twice to a lady strolling by, no reply back. When the lady was on her way back, I said hello again. She smiled and said she'd know English. So Vogue, you probably weren't being snubbed. I'm not sure Vogue is listening. But anyway, and we're still a friendly nation. Then again, you'll always get those that couldn't be bothered. They're bum saying hi, says Nuala. My friend spoke to me recently about the disappearance of the Irish hello, says another listener. I walk every day. It's now the exception when people say hello back to me. Were they Irish people who did not say hello to Vogue, says Dee? As many other countries don't ever say hello as we do. It's not part of their culture. Sean in Westport says, we've definitely lost the welcome we once proudly held and were renowned for. Back in the day, hotel, restaurant and bar staff were trained as part of the service industry. Now the attitude of service staff is so much changed. It's like customers are an inconvenience. I think most businesses are still really friendly, I think, when you go in. People are far less likely to say hi when walking past pedestrians, past pedestrians for allowing them across the road, even if you let them out in traffic. Yet that drives me mad if you let somebody out and they don't give you a signal back. We haven't lost Arcade Mila Falcha, says Dave in Cork. Middle class Dublin has. I've lived in Blackrock, Dublin for 4 years. Nobody says hello. You won't even get a thanks for stepping off the path for people from Cork City originally. And that's where you'll get Arcade Mila Falcha. It's like people not flashing lights in cars to say thank you or waving when you give way to them. That drives me mad as well. This is a bit harsh. It's because it was Vogue. I'm sorry to say, people say hello to me endlessly. Poor Vogue. I think if it's a celeb, surely they're more likely to say hello back if it's a celeb. I would have thought. I climbed Errigal at the weekend. Every person up and down said hello. Some longer conversations over others as we met about 50 people, I'd say. Donegal, to be fair, is an exception. I think Donegal is the friendliest county in Ireland. I remember going on holidays there a good few years ago. I just couldn't believe how friendly. Everybody would talk to you, no matter where you were. So I don't know. I think maybe. Actually, let us know. Where is the friendliest place? No, I think it's Donegal.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.